good morning. Joining us this morning is the Executive Director of the New York Immigration Coalition, Steve Choi. He joins us this morning to talk about New York becoming the 13th state to authorize driver's licenses for immigrants who entered the U.S. illegally. Your thoughts on the new law?
Well, this is a huge, huge win, and it's critical for 250,000 immigrant New Yorkers who now have the ability to take their kids to school, who can drive to work, who can take their families to the doctor. But it's also important for all New Yorkers. This is going to make our roads safer, have our insurance rates go down. It's going to make our economy bigger. This is really a win-win for all New Yorkers, and we should be looking at it like that.
And what about detractors who say people shouldn't be rewarded for violating immigration rules?
Well, the reality is that there's nearly 700,000 undocumented immigrants here in New York, and the vast majority of them are just trying to provide a better life for their families. They are actually enriching our communities. We're not rewarding anybody. We're just recognizing the fact that the folks are in our communities, and we should recognize that and be able to actually have a state where hundreds of thousands of people are not driving around without licenses, living in fear, but are actually part of the system so that everybody on our roads is actually a registered, insured, and licensed driver. That's why this is something that's good for all New Yorkers. And I think once we explain that to people and that we're not giving out licenses like candy on a corner, but we're just giving people an opportunity to go through the same process as everyone else, support for this skyrocket.
And what about the issue of the federal government? I mean, we're about to see the President of the United States calling for ICE to round up millions of undocumented immigrants next week. And one of the worries here, including from the governor of New York, was U.S. immigration officials could use these licenses and that information to target those immigrants.
I think that's a false fear. And we're very confident that we have the strongest bill in the entire country. Basically, the way that this bill was written is that ICE would need a judicial warrant to be able to get any kind of information from the database. So they would have to go in front of a judge and say, this is the person, and present all sorts of information in a case. They already have much better information than whatever address or picture they can find from the DMV database. This was not a credible fear that I think folks had about this legislation. It was something that was drummed up by opponents.
Do you feel the same way about accusations of this will be used for illegal voting?
Oh, yes. That is also a complete false flag fear. I mean, this license is for one thing and one thing only. It's for driving. The idea that folks want to actually use this to vote, nobody has ever done that. And if you work with immigrant communities, you realize that that's not a problem. In fact, folks are petrified that they may somehow vote, which is actually a deportable offense if you're not actually able to. So the reverse is true. People are petrified and don't want to make a mistake by somehow voting when they're not able to. That is the case. In fact, the bigger problem, the much bigger problem, is that people who are eligible to vote still think that they somehow shouldn't be doing that. And so that is the problem, is actually getting people to the polls and not people who are not authorized to vote, voting illegally. That's never, ever been proven to be a case. And I challenge anybody who says that to show me an example in New York State where somebody actually tried to do that.
Well, why have you? I'd love to get your reaction to what's been happening with the census question. And of course, the president's administration claiming executive privilege. You know, you have the ear to the ground to the immigrants in our state. Your thoughts on this and their reaction to a lot of what's going on?
Yeah, you know, the citizenship question, we should understand. I mean, the New York Immigration Coalition, we were one of the organizations that first filed that lawsuit that's now up at the Supreme Court. But we did that because it was clearly, and I think our lawsuit has shown that, it was clearly an example where the Trump administration wanted to target big immigrant-rich states like New York State and basically try to erase immigrant communities. And I should say, that affects everybody in New York. The last time we had a census and we had an undercount, New York State lost 2 congressional votes as a result. In fact, we're projected to lose the most votes of any state in the country this time around if we don't get our count right. So this is going to affect all New Yorkers, and all New Yorkers should actually care about this. the decision should come out literally in like the next week or so. But despite that, we have to go all out, all New Yorkers, Republicans, Democrats, whether you live in Brentwood, whether you live in Buffalo, we all need to be pulling together to make sure we have a maximum census count in 2020.
And finally, what are you hearing from folks on the ground? You know, are we back to the days of fear that ICE is going to come flying through the door and drag people's families away and tear them apart?
That's always a fear in this administration. You know, the Trump administration spends its time trying to think about how to make lives miserable for immigrants and how to scapegoat them for any kind of issues that happen. So I think at any time during this Trump administration, we're going to see that fear. That being said, New York State and localities can and should be taking common sense steps to try to lessen that fear. And I think driver's licenses is a perfect example that it's something that we can do as New York State, and it's something that we did as New York State, and it's going to benefit everybody.
Is there anything in the legislation that you didn't get, or can you talk about anything going forward that you're working on in support of immigrants and immigration?
Well, there's a whole host of different issues that we're working on, but for now, I think making sure that this gets implemented the correct way, that folks indeed do have guidance when it comes to being able to actually implement this and provide licenses for folks, you know, that's something that we're certainly going to be focused on. And, you know, again, we have the benefit of learning from 12 other states that have done this. We know how to do this well. We know how to iron out the kinks and smooth out any bumps on the road. And that's something we're committed to doing.
We've been speaking with Stephen Choi. He's the executive director of the New York Immigration Coalition. Stephen, thanks so much for giving us your time today.
Thank you for having me.